part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Well, good evening to you, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are powered by SID Media. It is the 6th of November 2024, and every single Wednesday, we do this thing of talking to entrepreneurs across the African continent, and I can tell you now that today is no different at all. But if you do want to participate in our conversation, it is +27 73 470 3520. That is +27 73 470 3520. That's definitely where you can talk to us, and we'd like to hear from you. Today, my guest is coming from Sweet Indulgence. I think already from that name, you can kind of get a sense of where we are going, the type of business that we are going to be talking to, and also the entrepreneur, right? So the entrepreneur is Tendai Mukwa, and she'll be telling us a little bit about her business, what she's been going through. Well, importantly, especially for those of you who want to be entrepreneurs, some of the lessons that she has learned through her entrepreneurial journey. So we bring them here, because they are clearly one of the leading people and leading entrepreneurs in the African space. And she's joining us on the line. Good evening, ma'am, and welcome to the show.
Okay, good evening. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. How are you today?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. I just have a little bit of NDF fatigue. It is November, okay. So it's only the last few weeks. I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, yeah, I can't wait for December. But I know that for people who are entrepreneurs like yourself, there's no such a thing as you are going to close. Is that the case with you?
Yes, usually festive season is at least your season of the year, so we don't close. We don't sleep actually in December.
Serious?
Yes.
And when do you get then time to sleep? Is it in the new year, beginning of the year?
Yeah, usually I give ourselves time to rest in January. The second week of January, that's when we give ourselves time to rest. Because all of December, it's just busy throughout.
It's just busy throughout. But I suppose the money is good. I mean, it makes sense, right?
Yes.
Because we're after the
yes,
money.
Yes, it's worth it. It is worth it.
We want that money, so it's definitely worth it. But thank you so much, ma'am, for joining us this evening. We really appreciate your time and you coming through to tell us a little bit about your business. But before we get into your business then, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, where were you born, those type of things? And I know it's an odd question. You probably get this question every now and then when you talk about your business. But can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, well, my name is Tendai Mukwa.
Yeah.
I'm a young lady, age 35.
Okay.
I'm a passionate baker.
Okay.
I love what I do.
Uh-huh.
I went at the School of Hospitality and Tourism, and I studied bakery and confectionery management for 5 good years.
Ooh.
I've always had a passion for baking ever since I was young. So it's what that propelled me to actually do it academically as well.
Ah.
So I went in a change years. Then after school, I got employed. And when I got into industry, I learned a lot of things.
Yeah.
Which inspired me to actually open my own business.
Yeah.
That is why I'm an entrepreneur now. I give thanks to my previous boss. She told me, who really inspired me. She taught me everything I know now.
Oh, that's really fantastic.
Yes.
So you're saying you love baking and confectionery, right? So would you say it is something that found you?
Yes, it's something that it's found me. So I think it's a gift that I got from God naturally. So it just wanted me to at least grow and, you know, experiment and learn from it. Yes.
Ah, okay, all right. So
do you have God-given talent?
Yes, God-given talent, and I really love that. I do think that, and I might be wrong because I'm not an entrepreneur, but I do think that it's always best to get into business with something that you really love and are passionate about, or even something that is a God-given talent. Hey.
Yes, it's very easy. Mm. No matter how busy or tired you are, you always enjoy what you're doing. So it's motivating all the time. You know, I love this, what I'm doing. So let me continue.
That's really lovely. Do you have a sweet tooth? Because I think I do have a sweet tooth, because my love for cakes and bakery things is just on another level, right? So do you have a sweet tooth?
Well, currently I don't have, but I remember when I first got my first job, I was so excited testing new flavors, eating all the sweet things. You know, I was so excited.
Yeah.
But now I just taste just to check if I've done the right thing. But I no longer have the sweet tooth anymore. I'm tired of eating sweet things now.
Yeah, tired of eating sweet things, right? Okay.
Yes.
That's
I leave
really
them for you guys too.
Yeah,
enjoy.
No, please, you know. And please remind me when I'm in Zimbabwe, I must just, you know, make a turn and call you and say, hey, I'm around.
Yes.
I need a delivery of these sweet things, right?
Yes, you should do that. You're very welcome.
Ah, look at that. Lovely. I appreciate that. Okay, for people who are like me, very novice and don't know, you know, the entire spectrum of, I suppose, baking and confectionery and all that, please tell us a little bit about what exactly do you bake, what type of cookies, if any. I don't know if you do bread, but just your business as Sweet Indulgence, what's the whole spectrum of your products?
Oh, okay. Sweet Indulgence, basically, we specialize in making cakes, desserts, especially those, the biscuits, the trifles, the muffins, cupcakes, or name it, even the tartlets.
Yeah.
And we also issue it for the wedding, and we also make a sweet table for you with a variety of sweets, chocolates.
Yeah.
Just to make your wedding special. So usually we have a combo. So if you order a wedding cake for us, we can maybe offer you a sweet table. Just, you know, to make it look nice.
Lovely.
Of course, we also do pastries as well.
Pastries as well.
We do samosas, we do the pies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Depending on what the customer wants.
Depending on what the customer. When did the business start?
Well, the business started 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
When I thought, I was working there, so I'm like, you know, this business is really good, it's lucrative. So why should I keep working for someone that I can actually meet myself and put the money in my pocket?
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, it motivated me.
Yeah. four years ago, this seems like it was during the COVID times, right? If my mathematics is correct. How did you navigate that?
Well, I took advantage that people, during COVID, people were not allowed to move around.
Yes.
So I made sure that I would make the cheap cakes and make sure people offer them delivery services if they couldn't move around. So that's when I built my customer base. That's when people knew now that I'm doing cakes. It's Sweet Indulgence, not sure where I was working. So I took advantage of the COVID years.
Were you not
scared? Because most shops were closed then.
Yes, were you not scared though? I mean, you're starting a business in the height of a crisis, and not just a Zimbabwean or South African crisis, but a global crisis.
Yes, it was scary. You know, praying, say, God, please protect me from this virus and also my clients and stuff.
Yes.
But you know how we are applicants. When you see an opportunity, you always want to make good use of it.
Yes. There's something about not letting a crisis go to waste. I feel like that's what you did, right? So there was a crisis, but within the crisis, you saw some good silver lining. And you're like, I'm not letting this one go. I might as well just start.
Yes. You know, in life, you shouldn't just take problems as they are.
Yes.
Learn, get something from it and, you know, make yourself feel better.
Definitely. Okay. I'm pretty sure that there's other confectionaries and other bakeries are in and around you, maybe not so close, whatever the case might be, but I'm sure there's other bakeries and confectionaries as well. What would you say makes yours different, and why should people come buy from yours?
Well, like food intelligence, we prioritize freshness. We want our products to be fresh at all times. So usually we say people should order their products. They eat cookies, they eat cupcakes.
Yeah.
Pre-order them, maybe give us 24 hours and we freshly bake them. And they are made with love. We always make sure that we add a pinch of love in all our products.
Oh, okay.
Freshly baked from the oven.
Freshly baked. I want to understand this freshly baked. Is it like they are baked every single day? Do you always run out for the day and need to do that in the morning again?
Yes, like usually I give myself like time a day for me to bake the products. Then the next day, deliver them, decorate it.
Yeah.
So that's why I prefer people to order, maybe give me 24 hours, then I bake. Maybe on that day or a day before, so that it's fresh enough for the
customer. Ah, okay, all right. Yes. And do you do for like your birthdays as well? I know you mentioned weddings and stuff, so including birthdays, those type of events as well.
Yes, we do for birthdays, anytime cakes, anniversary cakes, name it, graduation cakes. Whatever cake that you can imagine.
Can imagine, right?
We are always there to customize them for you.
Yeah, love that bit. Mm. So for people who are vegetarians and maybe are lactose intolerant or are vegan, for example, do you also cater for those?
Yes, we cater for them. But at the moment, I'm still trying to make recipes which are tailor-made just for that, you know, from Googling and stuff, researching, you know, learning from others.
Yeah.
You know, in this game age, we use technology, things change with time, so you just have to be always working with the new technology.
Yes.
So you say, I'm constantly researching.
Yeah.
So even diabetics, we also do for them, because we always find customers who come and say, I'm diabetic, but I want a cake.
Yes.
Make something for me.
and sugar, you know, people with sugar, ne? Yeah.
They love cakes. You know, they love cakes too much.
that's exactly what I'm saying. They really love these cakes, and they know they shouldn't be eating, you know, cakes with sugar. But I'm glad that there's an alternative for them, right? Because then there's something that's without sugar that can also accommodate them, because then at least they can take that thing that says, at least I ate a cake. That's what I wanted.
I ate a cake, yes. And it'll make them feel happy.
It'll make them feel happy. I mean, it really does. I mean, that's why there's even a thing called a sweet tooth and all, because people love sweet tooths. I think there's nothing as bad as having a conscience that says you are eating sugar. At least when you know, Jorge, I'm indulging in something that I like that is also healthy at the same time.
Yes.
So really love that. That's quite beautiful. So I want to go back just a little bit. You said you studied hospitality.
Yes, I learned at the School of Hospitality, but I was specialized in bacon in management.
Okay. No, that's fine. That answers the question that I had. Okay, you started 4 years ago. If I'm wrong, all right, but in my mind I'm thinking, you know, you need to buy equipment, you need to buy very sophisticated things that allow you to do the very sophisticated cakes and all that. I don't know, but I've heard that, for example, the birthday cake is one of the most complicated cake to ever put together, from, you know, baking it to the equipment that you need is quite specialized and all those sort of stuff. How did you raise capital for your business when you started 4 years ago?
Well, while I was working, I was just saving up bit by bit. I managed to buy like the basic equipment that you need in baking, for example, the turning tables, the palette knives, the scrapers, the mixers, the small mixers, so that I could at least start. And then when I started, I made sure that for every cake that I made, I'd remove $10 from it and put aside, making sure, so I wrote down a list saying, this by this year, I should have bought a stove, I should have bought this.
Yes.
To watch my business.
Yes.
So I really didn't get like a lump sum of money, you know, so I was just getting it bit by bit.
Yeah.
And thankfully, God gave me family who support me.
Family.
So he would support me here and there.
Yeah.
And say, here's a gift, here's a mixer, here's this and that. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's how I managed to start my business.
To raise capital, right? And would you say for someone who wants to get into this business, the need to raise capital is an important one? Or, you know, you can start this type of a business even with little capital, little to no capital?
I can say you can start with little capital, you know. Sometimes you can say, I want to raise about $100 and it doesn't come up. So start with the little that you have, you know, and start saving bit by bit.
And start
you don't grow in one day. It takes a while.
Yes.
So from little that you have, start something, buy just the basic equipment, go and learn, get the skills and the knowledge so that you know, you can start your business.
Okay, I love it. I think the reason why I'm asking that is because I'm at least asking from a qualified person in this space, you know. So those words are quite very, very important there. What are some of the challenges that you've faced in your business so far?
Well, you know, when I finished school, the market wasn't so flooded. Not many people were baking back then.
Yeah.
But when COVID started, lots of people started baking. So competition is a real problem. Almost everyone is baking at every corner. So what determines your customer base now is your quality and how you handle your customers for them to stay with you. Otherwise, competition is very, very tight.
One of the challenges that you face, right? Yeah. And like you're saying, you then use quality to almost circumvent the challenge of competitors as well.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic.
And also, you know, when you're in business, you meet complicated customers who always want to frustrate you, stuff like that. So when you're an entrepreneur, you have to be firm, you have to know what you want. Don't let customers control you. Just be firm and make sure that you get value for your service that you're providing. So some customers will come and they want to charge themselves and say, no, me, I've got $10. So you need $10.
How do you do?
So
there's a saying that the customer is always right, though. How do you navigate that, especially in light of what you just said?
Well, you always find a polite way to talk to them.
Make
them understand. No, you know, I use this and that, electricity and stuff. Find a way to make them understand. Don't make them anxious to run away from you. Just find a polite way that will make them understand.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. I'm sure when you started the business, right, you did your projections. I don't know if you did a business plan or financial project, but I'm sure you did something that looks like that, which says in the next 5 years, next 1 year, I want to make this much money, next 2 years, this much revenue, profits and all those sort of stuff. But I'm sure that's just an example of, I'm sure that when you are now actually running the business, your expectations versus reality on the ground, how did you find the two?
Well, when you're starting off, even like I was working, so I used to see how much it used to make like in a day and stuff like that. And I'm like, no, but you know, I can make it even better, you know. When you're a business owner, you do the running around, you have to do the calculations, you have to do this and that. So like when you're working, you just make demand.
Yeah.
So being your own boss is not easy. You have to make sure that you do marketing. You have to do the running around, making sure that you get clients. You don't need, you have to do meetings with yourself and stuff for you to reach that target that you made for yourself. So, reality, we struck when I realized I can actually make half of what I thought I was making.
Okay. Do you have employees? And how do you deal with employees?
Well, I got two girls who assist me, especially when it's busy. But when it's not busy, I can just use one girl. So usually, I prefer them for it to just bake the cake for me. Then I do the icing and decorating for myself.
Yeah.
So, I think it's also good having someone who helps you, because doing everything on your own, sometimes you compromise on quality and stuff because you're tired. Someone who helps you in business is also helpful.
I want to come back to the being tired at times part and all that. But before we get into that one, then, can you tell us in terms of your first customer? I don't know if you remember who your first customer was without necessarily telling us their name, but how did you find your first customer and how did you grow your customer base from there? Do you use social media? How do you navigate?
Okay, well, my first customer was one of my friends.
Okay.
She's just like, my friend, you can bake for the function. Yeah. So can you do a cake for me? she told me the flavor. She gave me a divine. Like, oh my God, the rest of the molecules. Then I said, God, please help me.
Yes.
This is my first customer, so I have to make it perfect.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like the fact that she believed in me, and that motivated me to actually, you know, do my best. And she was really happy with my work. And then from then on, like, you know, my business, I'm not a social media person.
Okay.
So my clients come from word of mouth. People tell each other, you know. Someone can test my cake, then they'll be like, oh, who
bought
this for
you?
So, yeah, they'll say each other.
Ah, okay. So, customers telling other customers, the so-called word of mouth is really what you base your growth of customers in, which is then quite interesting. Now, I want to get into you now, right, as the entrepreneur behind this business. Now we know the business and understand what it is and what it does. And the different products and that are on offer. Let's talk about you then as an entrepreneur. What would you say is the driving force behind you becoming an entrepreneur, but also staying an entrepreneur, precisely because you were working before, but you decided that, you know what, I'm getting into this thing. What's keeping you? What's making you not to go back to employment?
Well, what really motivates me is the money.
And
I know that even if I don't sleep for 2 good days, I know that the money is mine and it's worth it.
Yeah.
And I've worked hard for it. And, you know, also just dealing with my customers, you know, I always like bringing smiles.
Yes.
Those smiles that people and the comments that they give me.
Yes.
It motivates me as an entrepreneur to keep doing what I'm doing.
Even
though I get, maybe can get bad reviews here and there, because sometimes you make mistakes in life, but you know, that helps me to grow as a person.
Yeah.
So I can improve myself as an entrepreneur.
I love it. I'm one of those people that really don't shy away from using the word money. And I know that some people are like, you know, Christians, you shouldn't say money. And I love the fact that you mentioned money. So that's a good one. That's a good motivator to continue to do what you do,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big motivator, money, you know.
Yeah.
Motivates you to wake up every morning and do whatever you're doing.
Exactly.
Because if there's no money, then
there's no point. There's absolutely no point, so I agree with you there, and thank you for that. I'm sure running a business also affects, you know, other things like family, for example, or even your personal life. You know, you often have to, you know, work extended hours or do this and that to make sure you meet that other deadline or, you know, such things.
Yes, exactly.
So how has being an entrepreneur affected your family and personal life?
Well, people now these days, they say I'm a busy woman, there's no time to see me. My family and friends. Now, I can't even say I have a close friend now, because I don't even have time. When I'm not baking, I'm resting, I'm tired, I don't do it. I need me time. And even family, you know, don't even have time to go to meet. Look at the festive season, you don't even go to the family gathering. Because you'll be busy with your orders.
Yeah.
So people are thinking that she's making money, that's why she doesn't have to spend time with us. Nothing, no. As a business owner, you need to be there for your business. And
you need to be
you
there
got
for
plans
your business.
To please. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And how do you make them understand that you've got clients, you've got an order, there's this and that to... you know, make sure that you achieve and all that, in spite of the fact that, yes, you still love them, but there's also a business here. How do you make them understand?
Well, the ones are very close to me. I've invited them to come and see what I do. So they come and they help me here and then. They see, this person, there's so much work to be done.
Because
some people just believe making a cake is just flour and water and eggs. No, it's not. There's a lot of skill that is used in doing all that stuff.
Yes.
So, yeah, now they understand.
Yeah. Oh, now they understand.
Trust us, now they even come and help me. Oh, do you need help for washing dishes?
Yeah, look at that.
Come and do for you, we can do this.
Look at that. Oh, that's really cool. Oh, that's certainly really, really cool. And then the bakery and confectionery, I think one of the things that make us to buy a cake, for example, or a biscuit or some other scone or even whatever, is how it looks, right? Because I must first see it with my eyes before I taste it. So how do you come up with new designs of cakes, of biscuits, or, you know, let me add a little bit of, why do they call them hundreds and thousands, or thousands and hundreds, but something of that nature?
Hundreds and thousands.
That one, you see, I know a little bit about it. So what makes you decide on new creations, and how do you go about it?
Okay, well, I use the internet a lot.
Okay.
I go and I Google, I get inspiration from other bakers who are actually better than me, who are doing very well in the industry.
Yeah.
I just go on their page, I see their pictures, I go to their YouTube channels and look at tutorials of doing new things.
Yes.
I also go to YouTube, see the new trends, so that I know what customers like nowadays.
Yes.
So yeah, internet usually is. Helps me, so I get inspiration from other people.
From other people as well, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, right?
Yes.
Take us through your typical day. What time do you wake up? What happens? When do you go to the, you know, the business? What time do you go to sleep? Extended hours. So how do you go about your typical day?
Well, I'm a 5 a.m. person. I wake up at 5 a.m. every
day. Yeah.
Yes, and then I do my devotion.
Yeah.
And then I have a diary where I write down. I look at my diary. How many orders do I have today? What do I need to bake? What do I need to buy? So I wake up and I if I need to bake, I bake all my cakes early in the morning before it gets hot. Or if I need to ice. Because usually icing, when it's hot, it's very difficult.
Yes.
So I give myself the first 4 hours in the morning to ice. And then I also have time for deliveries. I tell my clients those ones deliveries.
Yes.
I start delivering from this time to this time.
Yes.
And then, yeah, then I've got time for errands as well. You know, these days they're customized cakes. I have to go and look for the pictures, the boards and stuff. So I also give myself time to do that.
Oh, okay. And normally what time do you then go to sleep?
Well, on a busy day, usually I sleep around 10:11.
Oh, okay.
10:11 p.m.
Yes. Ah, okay. 10:11 p.m.
Prepare for my next audit for the next day.
Yes, and 5 o'clock you need to be up again.
Yes, 5 o'clock you
have
to be up again.
Hey, you're very busy. Yes. Certainly, very, very busy.
And December actually rest. December is 11 p.m.
Oh my! Oh my goodness! And that's when generally you take some time out and just relax and forget about these things, eh?
Yes. Yeah, if you don't, you go mad.
Yeah, you do. Look, you go mad, definitely. That is very,
yes,
very
you
true.
Go crazy.
Yeah, yes. Okay, interesting. Okay, let's now get to the close. And what I want to know is, this business has been running for 4 years or thereabouts, and it's a dream that you've always had, right? So one might even say that you've always wanted to be in this industry. That's why you even went to school for it and all those sort of stuff. So if you were to start all over again, this business, what would you do differently?
Well, I think I would actually go and get a loan and get equipment to equipment, like especially these days there's so much machinery that one needs to do in a bakery. So since I'm a qualified chef, I know I can use certain things to get to be a longer way, but these days there's machinery that makes life easier for you, so like you need money to get those things. So getting a loan or even a partner, you do 50-50 so that at least, you know, the company can run smoothly.
Okay.
I would do it on my own. I think
I'd
get a partner.
Yeah, you'd get a partner, right? So that really does help. And then what would you say is your most, with 4 years in the business and going strong, what would you say is the most satisfying moment so far?
Well, the most satisfying moment was when I managed to penetrate the wedding cake market.
Wedding cakes.
Of course, they take time, but you know, when you're done, you can get a lump sum of money compared to cakes, birthday cakes and the other cakes. You just get a small profit margin. But with wedding cakes, you can really like make a good profit margin. So when I got customers for weddings, then I was really happy. I really saw that I really worked hard.
Yeah, I'm sure you jumped for joy, eh?
Yes.
Ah, I can almost see you there jumping for joy. Yes, right. So that's really amazing. Okay. Where do you see Sweet Indulgence in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, in the next 5-10 years, we want to go big. We want to instead of just being a bakery, we want to be a coffee shop as well.
Oh, okay.
Where customers will come, you know, have coffee or drinks and stuff like that. At the same time, we'll be doing our cakes and stuff. So we want to grow big and become a coffee shop.
I'm sure you're looking
at... there are not many coffee shops, so I see a good opportunity there.
You see a good opportunity there. And I'm sure taking over the African market, eh?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, no.
When you guys come to Zimbabwe, you have a place to have coffee.
I was about to say, we will be there. Like 10 years from now, we'll be coming back and say, hey, we are checking in.
Yes.
Just to see 10 years, how the last 10 years. Exactly. We might even come broadcast from the coffee shop. You see what I mean? You see where my vision is?
Yes.
You see where my vision is? So, definitely that's where we need to go to. Okay, quite interesting. They're taking over the African market, getting a coffee shop so that people buy their biscuits or bakery supplies and still, do business there. You know, people who work from home, they can come there and work from there and all that. So I see where that vision is going and what you want to achieve there. Okay, so if customers are interested in, buying from you, getting your products, how do they go about it and how do they contact you?
Okay, they can contact me on my number.
Mm-hmm.
It's there on WhatsApp. It's 0775
189-993. Yeah.
Or they can go on my Facebook page. It's Sweet Indulgence Zim.
Sweet Indulgence. Always online there, right? Beautiful.
Yes.
And I just want to ask this particular one as we end. There's a young person, particularly a black African young person that is a woman, and you have made it, you have given it, you've started, you've beat the odds that says women cannot do it, and you're clearly doing it. What would be your advice to a young black woman who want to get into business as well?
Well, I would love to say, firstly, as a young lady, you should always know that the sky is the limit. As a young woman, don't tell yourself that I'm going to get taken care of by a man. You can take care of yourself. So as you grow, have a vision and work towards that vision and make sure that you achieve that vision.
Yeah.
Even when starting a business, you don't need like a lump sum of money.
Yeah.
Start small and grow your business.
Don't
wait and say, I want to have a million. Start with the little that you have.
Yeah.
And you see yourself grow each and every day.
Yeah. Sure. Love it. Thank you so much, ma'am. Really appreciate your time this evening. And may God continue to bless you and your business.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. A good one. Okay. That was, of course, Tendai Mukwa telling us a little bit about her business. I love it when I see particularly young women, for that matter, in the African continent, beating and defying the odds that say that women cannot do it. And we are here as Business Sense behind all the women of Africa, even those that are in business, to say we will showcase your business, and that is something that we will do. So thank you so much to Tendai. Really appreciate your time, and again, may God continue to bless your business as well.
Do you want to make your money make sense? Listen to Business Sense every Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and make sense of your money.